The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it in my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
It's no longer news that today is Divine Mercy Sunday. Between 1924 and 1938, St. Faustina had a vision, had visions of our Lord. Our Lord appeared to her, and she came up with this diary known as the Diary of Divine Mercy in My Soul. The Diary of the Divine Mercy in My Soul. In number 49 of that diary, the Lord desired that this feast be established 1 week after Easter. Number 49, 1 week after Easter. In number 699, the Lord said, "On this day, the ocean of mercy will be open. The floodgates of the ocean of God's mercy will be open to those who seek God's mercy." So we are going to implore the mercy of the Lord today, because today is special, calling upon the mercy of the Lord from heaven. May the mercy of the Lord come down. Amen. May the mercy of the Lord come down in Jesus' name. May the mercy of the Lord from heaven come down. May the mercy of the Lord come down. May the forgiveness of the Lord come down. Amen. May the forgiveness of the Lord come down in Jesus' name. May the forgiveness of the Lord from heaven come down. May the forgiveness of the Lord come down. Amen. Last Sunday, I spoke about the reason why I should believe that Jesus rose. You and I were not there. You were not there. I wasn't there. Why should I believe that he rose from the dead? Listen to what he said to Thomas. Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Why should I believe the resurrection? The first reason I gave last Sunday was that the tomb was empty. Mary, what did you see? The empty tomb. He said to the man she encountered, thinking he was the gardener, tell me where you have taken the body so we can go and retrieve him. Till date, I haven't read anywhere where they said they found the body of Jesus. The tomb is empty. Another reason why I believe the resurrection is the fact that he appeared. He appeared to different people. A lot of people saw him. On that very day that he rose, two people were going to Emmaus, and he joined them and they had an encounter. He went through the scriptures with them and he broke the bread. And they ran back to Jerusalem. Matthew chapter 24, verse 34. When they got to where the disciples were, they said, indeed, he's risen. We have seen him. And the 11 said, yes, he has appeared to Peter and some of us. So there was this experience of people who saw him. Now, the question is, why did Jesus not appear to Pilate to say, I told you, you should have listened to your wife? Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and I will dine with him. He does not force anyone to believe. He does not force anyone to believe. Anyone whose heart is open, he comes in and he dines with them. Another reason, the third reason I will give, is that there were people who witnessed, they preached about it. Think about Peter in Matthew chapter 26, John chapter 18. He could not stand the questioning of the servant girl, little girl. May God punish me, he said, if I'm not speaking the truth. But what happened on Pentecost Day, Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, verse 30, he went to the Sanhedrin, those who plotted his death, and he was pointing fingers at them and said, you killed him, but God raised him on the third day. Where did the boldness come from? Because they experienced the Lord. They felt the power of God, the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Something changed. So there was a Jesus of history who rose, who died and rose. That is why we are Christians today. Today's gospel is about, you know, Thomas, also called Didymus. He wasn't there with them. He had doubts. He had doubts. When he came the first time, he wasn't there. Where did he go? And a second time, Jesus came and said, Thomas, I know your doubts. Bring your hand. Bring your finger. Notice he did not remonstrate with him. He lovingly called him to touch. That's the mercy of God. That's the divine mercy of God. That speaks volume. It reminds me of the story of the prodigal son. I call it the story, the parable of the prodigal father in Luke chapter 15. When the son left and got involved in a life of debauchery, and life was miserable for him, he wrote a speech He practiced what he was going to say to his father. But did he have the time to say that to his father? We are told in that gospel pericope that the father ran to him. He did not wait for the son to finish the speech that he had composed. Father, I have sinned against you. I have done this. Take me back. Admit me to enjoy the banquet, the bounty that I have lost. No, he ran to him. Jesus telling that story speaks about the mercy of God that is in search of each and every one of us. The father was constantly looking at the road, waiting for the son to come back. Now, why did the father, I was reflecting on this, why did the father, the prodigal father, run towards the prodigal son? In the Jewish culture, there is the ceremony known as the Ketzatzah. Ketzatzah is a ceremony that severs you from the community, that severs you from your family if you have done something that is unacceptable. So they meet you in the public and they break the jar and say, you are no longer part of us. So the father was running towards the son before the villagers, the community will get to the son. And that was how he embraced him and gave a banquet in his. That's the father of mercies that we celebrate. Today, Jesus says to Thomas, you believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who have not seen but believed. You and I have not seen but we believe. We are blessed. I'm going to come to that. Now, because Thomas encountered the Lord, he saw the Lord, and he said, my Lord and my God. What does that mean? Now I believe you are the Christ, who is equal to God, who is our creator. He acknowledged what a Christological, you know, announcement he made. You are the God that we've been waiting for. You are the Messiah. You are the Almighty. Not just that he experienced the Lord, he went from that to India in AD 52, and he was in India for 20 years where he was martyred. It takes someone who has sinned, who is bold like Thomas, to be able to make that journey to India. In the 1600s, the Portuguese missionaries who went to India identified the church named in honor of St. Thomas. St. Thomas that we read in today's gospel. So again, it speaks to the fact that people saw him and they were willing to give their lives for the risen Christ. My Lord and my God. Jesus says to you and I, blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. There are times when, you know, you would think that the Eucharist will be transformed. I can see Jesus in the bread and the wine. It may not happen. You may not see it with your naked eyes. Jesus is saying, blessed are you who have not seen but believe. Even when you have not seen Jesus in the Eucharist, you believe he is there. There are times when life is so difficult. You come to church and you pray. You expect a tap on your shoulders and it doesn't happen. Jesus is saying, I am there. The mercy of God is there to envelop you. Even when you are not feeling the goose pimples, the goosebumps, I am there. Blessed are those who have not seen but believe. Jesus is saying to us, like 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 would say, let us walk by faith and not by sight. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. The mercy of God is abundant. I can go on and on, but let me tell you this story. It's a joke. A priest was driving to go administer the last rite to someone who was dying, and he was driving so fast. I'm not sure it's here in the United States anyway, but you can guess. And the police pulled him over for overspeeding. And he tried to explain why he was overspeeding. and the policeman was writing the citation, writing a ticket. And he said to him, Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And the policeman wrote the citation and gave him the ticket and said, John chapter 8, verse 11, go and sin no more. I don't know whatever you make of that joke, but the Lord is saying, if you have received mercy, give mercy. In the Our Father, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others their own sins. Go and sin no more. Mercy is relational. We must give mercy to others. If God has shown you mercy, remember to show mercy to others. So today, as we celebrate the divine mercy, let us pray that the Lord may forgive us our sins as we be ready to forgive others their sins. Sometimes you are in a traffic, you know, someone cuts in and you are angry. Your windows are up and you're cursing. Rather than curse, say a prayer for the person. Offer that pain for the souls in purgatory. It is sanctifying. Show mercy. Freely we have received, freely we must give. Let us continue to pray for God's mercy upon our lives and upon our world. May the mercy of the Lord come down. Amen. May the mercy of the Lord come down in Jesus' name. May the mercy of the Lord from heaven come down. May the mercy of the Lord come down.